Morty.
The Empty Headed Podcast.
Welcome.
Welcome. Hello.
Welcome.
Welcome.
It's 2023, mate.
2023.
We're back. We haven't fallen out of each other yet.
Not yet.
We're still friends somehow.
This is the Empty Headed Podcast.
It's been a while.
It has been a while.
How long has it been?
It's been well over a year.
We're starting
probably
fresh.
2 years.
We're starting afresh, though, aren't we?
Yeah. So forget about all that nonsense from the past. This is a new podcast.
Ourselves,
yeah. Yeah. I'm Dave Judas. Hello,
Dave Judas.
If you know Chris Hansen, he knows me, and I'm alongside Morty.
I'm Morty. Nice to meet you. We're both Yorkshire boys, aren't we?
We are Yorkshire boys.
I'll tell you what would be good. Let's give a shout out to our to the people that did follow us before, whether or not they'll pick up and listen to this. I do not know, but
probably got a lot more better things going on in their lives right now.
Exactly. There was that ice road trucker in
you and this ice road
in
trucker.
Alaska.
How do you know he's an ice road trucker?
Basically, because he's SoundCloud. I'm just assuming things.
You should never assume people's gender in 2023, mate.
You should not. He was I think he lived in Alaska, and it showed up that he was like listening to us quite a bit. Between his murders and that, you know.
Oh, really?
What I mean?
All right, yeah. Human trafficking.
Yeah. But shout out to him. Shout out to Silver Pumpkin, obviously.
Welcome back.
Biggest fans.
Just assuming that they're going to listen again. Welcome
assuming,
back.
Yeah.
Galactic Skulls, hello.
Galactic Skulls, what a guy. He provided some good art, some good artwork, and
he's doing very well. Zach now, yeah.
A couple of lads that I know from around the area that asked about us, so thank you for that.
You going to drop their names?
No, it's just, remember off the top of my head, Billy and Dan, do you remember?
He
did us a logo once, but thank you for the support, and hopefully we can get the ball rolling on
Stu.
Blink on. Shout out to him.
Yeah, and he accosted me in the supermarket. I was very proud. Yeah, didn't ask for my autograph though.
Well, caught me.
Maybe next time, Stu.
If I was there, joking. You know what I mean. But, and 2023, mate. Like last year was a bit of a write off, wasn't it? Really?
A bit of a write off, and then half the year before that. But yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully, we.
So I've forgotten how to do this.
I have.
We're not on the camera this time. We're not on Twitch or YouTube yet.
We're no frills.
No frills.
Just audio only. We've got another story for you.
Yeah.
Previously,
we're not in the studio. Things have changed since last time.
No, hopefully the sound quality is still all right. But
well, now we're rolling with the better equipment. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, just in terms of what we're planning on doing, Dave, we've still got the stories, haven't we?
Stories are staying.
Yep.
And then we'll just do a little bit of. What's going on in the world, I think.
Bit
of bants. See what happens.
That.
You hate the bants.
Bants.
You're always using YOLO, so you hate bants.
Come on, mate. I'm down with the kids.
We know that. Filth.
Yeah. So, what's been going on, Dave?
I don't know.
You don't?
I know for a fact Dave Judas is still going to be as ranty as always.
As randy,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything you want to rant about now?
Rishi Sunak wants everyone to do maths till they're 18. What do you think about
that? Yeah, I think he's took a U-turn on that, hasn't he? Because who...
Public outcry.
I can't even remember how to do algebra.
Well, that's the thing. If you need it because you need to do it, then you'd continue it, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, you'd just go to uni or whatever and do,
Exactly.
Mathematics of the sciences.
It's like what Simon Pegg said, what about the arty people who,
Yeah.
I know when I went to college, because I didn't get a C, what did I get? I got an E in maths. That was my worst GCSE.
Still a pass.
Well, no. You had to do like an extra hour of maths, but we all just sat around taking piss. We didn't even do it. And then as soon as you turned 18, you're old enough to say, I'm not doing it.
So, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know.
Nah, I couldn't
just a waste of time, that. Really.
Yeah. No, so he's been like the third Prime Minister in the space of...
Hasn't been elected.
Yep.
Welcome to the UK, any American listeners out there.
Yeah, so that's a turn up for the books, but I won't be doing any extra maths. That's for sure.
Yep. Yeah. GCSEs don't mean anything nowadays, do they really? I got my job on personality,
exactly.
Obviously.
Personality alone.
You know.
Yep.
A monkey could do my job, so
and a past what's it called, criminal record check,
DBS check. Yeah,
well done for passing, mate.
Thank you. Yeah,
first thing you've probably passed in a while. So,
apart from water this morning,
Right.
Okay. A success with glass water. Just,
right.
There's no more blood in it, so I'm
congratulations, I'm mate. Congratulations.
Filth. You see, anyone's listening, it's going like, downhill already.
Yeah. What is going on? What is going on? Yeah.
We lost Our Majesty the Queen.
We did.
Last year.
Our Majesty. Yeah. But gained a king.
But gained a king. Yep. I'm not a royalist at all. I couldn't care less.
Harry's getting a lot of flack at the moment for his book, isn't he? Said he killed 25 Taliban members.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Go on, Harry.
In a helicopter.
In a helicopter. Call of Duty, bitch.
Call of Duty.
Kill streak.
He got a kill streak, and
go on, Harry. Yeah, yeah, I saw that, and he was like he doing coke and
no satisfaction. Weed and yeah, coke, weed, mushrooms.
He's a prince. Of course he's going to do this
exactly,
shit.
Exactly, yeah. He's probably...
They're all like at Cambridge, yeah. Oxford.
Probably got it off his uncle, didn't he?
Probably, yeah. Yeah. Uncle Andrew.
Yeah. But yeah, I think, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of people are like, at the end of the day, said that.
At the end of the day.
At the end of the
basically,
day.
Basically, they're your number one.
Basically. I'll try not to say them as much this time around. But a lot of people are, you know, sort of saying, why is Harry, like, you know, bringing all this tension to him and Meghan and stuff like that. But he probably wouldn't have to do it if her whole family didn't behave like...
They're like all to blame. You know, I don't like Meghan Markle. She seems like a bitch. You know. But, you know, they both claim they're private people. What did they do? They sold the story to Netflix. And now they've got a book and newspaper.
That's the thing, though. Like, I've never watched the Netflix thing. I'll probably never read going the to, book. No. No. But I think, you know, just... There's obviously a reason they've moved where they've moved. And
I think because he's being controlled by her.
Do you reckon?
We've all done that. We've all fallen under the spell of a woman and then just forgot about our whipped. Friends and everything and whipped. Cool whipped. And,
Shit, man. Yeah. Well,
are you going to find love this year, Benjamin?
Oh, my God. I've just deleted Bumble, so...
You had about eight matches, though, didn't you?
£30 a month. What's that about?
Forget that. Tell me about these eight girls.
It costs a living crisis, you know what I mean? It's like... Yeah.
Tell me about the eight girls. Come on.
About the eight girls.
I was getting... No matches, and I was devastated. They were and then all, sexy Marty here is getting eight women.
They were all blind. That's
you're a very handsome man, sir. Oh,
thank you, sir.
If so, I was of the homosexual persuasion, then I'd want to...
Word on the street is...
Experiment with...
I thought I saw you on Grindr the other day.
Yes.
Anyway, who knows, mate? Maybe get back into that. You know, New Year's resolutions, want to try and be a bit healthier. You know, cut down on the old air.
Takeaways,
drink, you know.
Get back
on
the badminton bandwagon.
Yeah, that'd be good.
It's hard with shift work.
So went out, I think, do you know what, I'm going to blame COVID for basically making me into a bit of a hermit. And not because I sacked off walking, I sacked off, you know.
You walk a bit still, I think.
Yeah, I walked to Tesco's this morning for a sandwich. Good. Like that way. Yeah. About as much exercise I've had all weekend.
For a sandwich? Well, when you said message me this morning, I thought you meant you'd put that sandwich together, sausage and bacon.
Well, I wish I had, because it was shit. Oh, so,
a cold one?
Mm,
BLT.
I was rushing to get to see you see.
I made an effort when I got my hair cut this morning. Mate,
up at 9 o'clock. Crack it up at
8 o'clock, mate. Yeah,
crack
ready.
I'll tell you what I want to talk about that's happened last year.
Go on.
Talk to me. The rise of, football. AI.
Yes.
Like, I mean, you probably don't find it as interesting as me, because, you know, as tech savvy as...
I don't want to put my dick in a robot at one point, so...
Well, neither do I.
Maybe I might do if Elon makes them look quite realistic.
But that's where it's going. No, it's... I downloaded this thing last night, this ChatGPT thing, yeah. Which is, you know, all the rage at the moment. And that kind of, like... It's scary... To see where that's going to go, I think, because last year we started getting these like AI.
I suppose if it's got a lot of
images and
words
stuff.
And books in its library, that I could just put.
Well, it does,
key
but it's
words
how it's like you can literally ask it to write an essay for you. Give it like a few prompts, it'll write an essay.
You
the
asked
danger
it to
is,
put together a Lord of the Rings meets Planets of the Earth film,
did,
didn't you? That was quite interesting.
Yeah, but the thing is that schools are banning it now, unis are banning it because.
Getting them to do the homework.
Yeah,
essays.
But what you can do is you could write an essay, copy and paste it into this AI, and then be like, make it better for me, please. And it'll do it, you know what I mean? So,
I don't know that. I still think you could still tell it was an AI, because it's a bit grammatically.
Yeah, but if you ask it to only change it slightly or whatever, then it'll do it. But you've got the whole thing like where eventually, I think the way it's going is if you want to play a certain computer game, the AI will be that good that you'll just say, oh.
So all these Call of Duty trolls will just be using the AI to play for them?
Well, no. What I'm saying is, if you might not have like game developers in the future, because you might have an AI that'll just build it for you.
It sounds like the episode, is it Family Guy South Park, where it's probably South Park, isn't it, where the bloody walrus or something is picking balls to make storylines for something. That's what it sounds like.
I've not seen that one.
You're not seeing that one? It could be the episode where South Park are trying to cancel Family Guy.
Right, okay.
And that's how Family Guy gets their ideas, by this sea thing putting a ball in a basket and it puts together a plot. That's what it sounds like.
Right. I mean, it's scary where
saying that, Hollywood's a bit crap at the minute. They're running out of ideas. It's just remakes and
this is the shit thing.
All the time. Like,
I saw a thing on YouTube where a guy had used the AI, the chat GPT thing that I'm on about, to write a script.
There are other AI bots out there.
There's quite a few, but he'd used that to write a script. Then he'd used one to compose some music for this scene that he'd written the script for. Then he got one to generate a crude animation. Like, it wasn't like that good. But basically, within 5 minutes, they had a scene that had been made entirely from AI.
Surely the person who created this AI would retain copyright to anything that anybody made with it, though. That's in the small print.
I don't know how it works, mate. I mean, I'm saying all this, but I don't have a clue how it works. I just found it very interesting how it's all that's happened within the space of last year, really.
Yeah.
It's also like, where's it going to go?
End of the world, mate.
End of the world. It'll become sentient.
Russia's teasing us with World War III, but it's going to be the androids, isn't it, that rebel? Yeah. That's what's going to happen.
I did ask it last night, when will you become sentient, and it couldn't answer. So I think we're safe. We're safe for now. But I found that interesting. Sorry to go really geeky on everyone.
No,
but
that's interesting, that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's picking a geeky. Shout out to Nigel. Mr. Mortimer, senior.
Why were you shouting out Nigel?
Because, you know, he's into aliens and ghost boxes, and we want him on the podcast at some point.
Yes.
So, yeah, getting that in there.
Yeah,
no, Silver Pumpkin's interested in Nigel's line.
He was a big listener back in the day. So, yeah.
Hope you're well, Nigel.
Shout out to Nigel.
Hope Andy's not giving you any more grief.
There was talk of maybe a podcast with my father.
Yeah. What was that going to be called?
The Cursed Basin.
The Cursed Basin.
Which you took them account of.
Yes, a cursed sink.
Sink. Because he's properly into his paranormal stuff, and, you know, I'm a bit more sceptical. We thought it'd be good to have, you know, the bants, but I'm not going to leave Judas, you know.
Do it, because I'm the biggest sceptic there is. I'll just sit and laugh.
Come along, mate. Join us on it.
I want to know about the aliens he's communicated with.
I'll have to see. Maybe it'd
be an interesting
taking
episode,
magic mushrooms with Prince Harry back in the day, so. That'd be weird, because he'd be really young. So,
yes.
Yeah.
I think that's all the shout-outs done.
All the shout-outs, or what's going on. Yeah. Anything else, mate?
I don't know. Are you offering your hand to me there?
It's great to see you. It's great to see you.
No podcast Haribo for the first time.
Oh,
though.
Mate, we're
forgetting about that.
Right now,
this is the first episode.
This is 2023. It's new.
Episode one.
It's fresh,
it's exciting. Yeah. I don't know how long these episodes are going to run for in the future.
We might have something to speak about. We might have, you know, we might not. We're going to try and have a story for you.
Yes.
Obviously, I think the thing is with the podcast in the past, to the people that did listen to it, it was kind of like, for me, it was like a learning process on like what worked, what didn't.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, it was good.
Just
and
the balance is good.
I think people don't realise, you know, what it takes to set someone up and actually, you know, kind of...
And then be charismatic enough to pull it off, which...
Well, I don't know.
I think we are.
I feel like I'm running on gas, like fumes at the moment.
That'll be your breakfast.
Terrible breakfast I had, yeah. Yeah, so...
Hopefully our stories are getting better as well.
The problem is, right, I wrote this story that I'm going to recite.
And you haven't read it back and proofed it?
No, I've read it back once, but I wrote it ages ago, and, like... I might stumble on like
themes and opinions were different when this story.
Yeah. It's a really racist. No, it's not. It's not. Yeah.
I just want to say before we commence this story that we are quite a dark podcast. We're quite South Park-esque on humour, so anything goes.
Anything goes.
So if we do say anything off colour, that you could take offence with, it is just in jest. We don't condone any bad things.
We don't.
We just have dark senses of humour. And we believe, like Gervais does, that you should just be able to say what
Judas
you
is a darker man than me.
Not in skin colour. Although, probably more.
I think you are, because I'm very pasty. I hail from the
ginger stock.
The ginger stock, Irish, Scottish heritage, according to my ancestry DNA.
Yeah, I'm sure we all do as well. I need to do that.
Mate, dude, you might have just a surprise. You might be like a third Jamaican or something like that.
Maybe. So, yes, there you go. What's your story? What might happen as well as this, we want to start doing like audible quality bedtime stories of the previous stories. But if anyone who remembers the Cliffley stories, Cliffley and Made Up Village, where everything happened, we kind of left it on a cliffhanger. We might get that wrapped up and closed off when we start doing the audible ones, because there's only two stories left to go in that saga, I think.
Definitely.
I had one and you had one.
They were all over the shop, and like Dave says, stories were unfinished, you know, that sort of thing. But I still think they're, you know, individual enough to go back and visit.
Yes.
If you want to just pick one out one day and, you know, hopefully we can get some better quality recorded ones uploaded and stuff. So, yeah.
So all the past episodes are gone. They're in the archive.
They are.
So it's new from here on in. But if we do play the old ones, we'll re-record them, so the best, better quality.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yes. Anything else you want to say, Dave?
I don't know. I'm rambling. I rambled quite a lot.
You're a good rambler.
Thank you. So. Do you mean the walking type? I don't have a big stick. No.
I beg your pardon.
Stick, sir. Stick.
Right.
That'll be the Jamaican side. That was a stereotypical racist joke, wasn't it? I apologise for that.
Yeah. First episode.
First episode cancelled.
Yep. Get in the bin.
I'm in the bin.
Shout
Silver Punkin.
Yeah, so shall we proceed?
Bring it on. Do we have a little intro jingle still?
We don't. Oh. I think we deleted the bedtime story jingle.
Probably being anal then and been like, no, we'll re-record it.
Don't worry, mate. It's fine. We used to have a jingle, which probably were a bit too long anyway.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, but anyway.
You're reading off your phone? Check
I
you
am,
out.
Mate, but look, it's you know.
You're going to be able to read that? It's very small
it's
font.
Mate. 2020 vision, mate.
don't get me started on that.
Don't worry about it. Right.
I have better than 2020 vision, but yet I still require glasses, and you can't get your head around that, can you?
I can't.
It's like glasses,
though. Fake news.
It's not fake news. It is. A medical professional, an eye specialist, told me that. Apparently, it's 2020 vision isn't about you've got 2020 in, but I can't remember.
Anyone can print a certificate out and put it on the wall.
That is true.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure my hairdresser does that, to be honest. But,
yeah, I thought so. Looking at it now, it's looking very, very neat.
Well, shut up, so there's none there.
Ball Brothers.
I've got more than yours, though, to be honest.
You have. Anyone suffering with male pattern baldness?
Oh, is that what it is? You're blaming your father.
Just, you know, go with it. Go with it.
When did your dad go bald?
Fudge knows. Probably about... I went bald when I was 21.
So that's early, isn't it?
It is early, but I stood no chance. Men on my mum's side, men on my dad's side, they
it's well
were
in
all
there,
Baldwin.
Is it?
Yeah.
Baldwin.
Yeah, so... but... I'm not bothered about it. It's probably the last of my insecurities, to be honest.
Well, you know you suit it.
Thank you.
Yeah, some people don't suit it, but you suit it.
Yeah, so. It's very kind of you.
Yeah, and the beard helps, you know, as well. It's very in, isn't it, now? It's very rare you see people without beards.
Yeah.
Just the youngins who don't have a hair on the body. You probably can't grow anything.
Moving on from that, because that could get us in trouble.
I just need to close my mouth, not saying anything.
You do, yeah. Right. Shall I crack on then, mate?
Yes.
Are you looking forward to this?
I am, yeah, the first story.
The first story of 2023.
Here we go.
So, it's called Balloon.
Balloon.
And it's set in Cliffley again.
Cliffley.
But you don't have to know any of the previous characters or anything.
No, so. Cliffley is our made-up... It's like Royston Vasey to the League of Gentlemen.
Yep.
Anything can happen, and anything does usually happen.
Right, so... Here we go. Balloon by myself. Written by myself, not an AI computer.
Unless you're an AI programmed to think that you're not an AI.
Mate, now you're talking the language. Blowing my mind. Right, so balloon. I've said that three times now. Let's start.
Your headphones are squeaky.
They are. I'll take them off. Good shit. We want perfect quality for our listeners.
God, listening back to that episode 3 story, wasn't it? Beauty in the Hun. That was terrible quality.
Yeah. Right, good to go.
Good to go. Sit back, relax, and enjoy Balloon as read by Mr. Mortimer.
Thank you. Grab the thermos, Rosemary, Hamilton Formbury shouted as he packed the British Racing Green Jaguar saloon boot.
Hamilton, what was his name?
Hamilton Formbury.
Thornbury.
Yeah. As he packed the British Racing Green Jaguar saloon boot with a woven picnic basket and a barber wax jacket. And bring your jacket, Rosemary. I've been told it can get rather nippy up there. Rosemary, in her late 50s, came shuffling out of the grand mansion, which laid on the outskirts of the town Cliffley, clutching her small handbag and nothing else. Where the bloody hell is the thermos? Hamilton, a short, portly fellow, with a few strands of hair slicked back onto his sweaty head, raged at his wife, a tall, slim woman.
He sounded well raging then, didn't he?
Again, not read this back for a while. raged at his wife, a tall, slim woman whose face was frozen in time thanks to the modern marvel that is plastic surgery. Oh, shush, dear, Rosemary responded. Geoffrey is bringing it down now. Don't forget my coat, Geoffrey. I'm going to have to remember these voices, which is going to be tough.
We did used to let each other do the lines just for ease, but it's funny at this
point. Geoffrey was Mr. and Mrs. Thornbury's long-suffering butler. He shared no similarities to his namesake in hit TV show Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I was literally going to say that. Copyright infringement avoided, right?
Play back to...
Oh, what's his name?
Joseph Marcel. I won't let you sit there and stew. In fact, the only similarities were they were both butlers, because Geoffrey, the butler to the Thornburys, spelled his name with a J, whereas Geoffrey in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air spelled his name with a G. Geoffrey, as we've now established, the Thornburys' butler, placed the thermos and jacket into the boot of the Jag and proceeded round the vehicle to help Mrs. Thornbury into the car. Have a great day, guys. Wish I could come with you both.
Not expecting that.
I've always wanted to go in a hot air balloon. Hamilton and Rosemary had been lucky winners of a raffle at the local sausage festival and had won a hot air balloon experience with local balloon enthusiast Carl Shaft.
These Cliffley.
Oh, Geoffrey, it's gotta be marvellous, Rosemary chortled. I've got some wine and a box of Ferrero Rocher. I can't wait to take in the views of Cliffley from the heavens. You're not nervous like? Geoffrey asked as he polished
I'm
the
really
wing
shocked that Geoffrey's a scouser, really.
Well, why not? Why not? That. You know, got to get a job somewhere. Geoffrey asked as he polished the wing mirror as Rosemary checked her plastic face in the reflection. Oh no, boy, Hamilton snorted. Carl Shaft is our pilot who is ballooning for years. And
a friend... Do you pilot a balloon? Are they called pilots?
I'd say so. Yeah, I don't know. He's been ballooning for years and a friend of the Thornburys. He'll be sure to look after us. If this voice changes, it's because just imagine a posh bloke.
This is why we want to do live stories as well as audible ones, because you don't
it's
get this
funny to do
humor.
The reactions, isn't it? So, well, steady as you go. Geoffrey tapped the side of the car as the Thornburys sped down the long winding driveway to enjoy their day floating above sunny Cliffley. Well, if it isn't the Thornburys, a man in his 50s, dressed in tweed, but a lot more middle class than the Thornburys, extended his arm to greet Hamilton and Rosemary as they walked towards a massive inflated balloon, which would be their steed for the day. Come, my old chum!
Not even going to... Query that. What? Do you sit on a steed? Not
oh, here we go. Here we go.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Anal Judas. Call my old chum, Hamilton exclaimed, shaking the balloonist's hand. Rosemary, don't forget the picnic basket from the Jag. He turned as Rosemary struggled with the basket and shutting the boot. Rosemary approached the two men and dropped the food basket, embracing Carl and kissing him on the cheek. Carl, darling, you look after me. Carl, darling, you'll look after us today, won't you? Rosemary asked, smiling. Of course, you're in safe hands, Carl responded, pointing at the balloon behind him. I've flown Gertrude here many of times. You'll be safe. More than enough room in the balloon basket for six people, so we'll be comfortable today just as free.
You sure googled how many people can fit in a balloon
have
basket,
I,
can't you?
I have. Carl rubbed his hands together. Rosemary turned to Hamilton. Oh, good. I was worried there wouldn't be enough room for Hamilton's fat posterior. You cheeky mare, Rosemary. Hamilton stared angrily at his wife. So, is she ready for liftoff, Carl? Hamilton gestured towards the balloon. 5 minutes and we'll be good to go. Let's get your picnic and coats on board. Oh, marvellous, Rosemary fist-punched the air. I'll crack open the bubbly.
That's a fantastic sound effect.
Thank you, mate. The propane flame burst into life with ferocity.
Clearing your throat.
As Carl surveyed the basket and balloon for one last safety check before liftoff, Carl whistled, much like you'd whistle at a dog. All of a sudden, a small dirty man, also dressed in tweed, emerged from the grass verge and scampered towards the balloon. Hamilton and Rosemary recoiled in horror. Don't worry. Don't worry, Carl laughed. It's my colleague Francis. He'll pull the anchor up, pegs up, and we'll be on our way. The small chap grunted as he scurried around the basket, and with that, the balloon started to rise. Hamilton and Rosemary felt an odd sensation in their stomachs as they lifted off, watching Francis scurry back into the bush as they raced higher and higher. Carl did not have a bad stomach, for he was a seasoned balloonist. And away we go, Carl shouted. Hamilton and Rosemary clinked their champagne glasses together and embraced as they gathered speed and height above the town of Cliffley.
He has these seconds of anger, doesn't he, Hamilton? And then he loves Rosemary very much.
It's a very turbulent relationship. Tell me, Carl, how far does this lady go? And I'm not talking about Rosemary here. Hamilton laughed as he slapped his missus on the arse.
See, look, well horny. Glass full of champagne.
Carl chuckled as he bit into a scotch egg. Well, hot air balloons normally fly between 1,000 and 3,000 feet
here
in the air.
Here we go, more Google facts.
When balloons fly over populated areas, they legally have to be flying above 1,000 feet. Because of harsh conditions at higher altitudes, hot air balloons normally don't surpass 3,000 feet. I usually keep Gertrude here cruising at about 2,000 feet, a comfortable height. But you can see for miles. Beautiful view of Cliffley Church there. Carl pointed to the house of God below. The couple shuffled up to the edge of the basket and peered over, looking down at Cliffley. Suddenly a touch of turbulence hit the balloon and Rosemary stumbled, losing her grip on a champagne glass she was holding. It tumbled towards the ground below. Oh, golly gosh, she screamed as she caught her balance.
Carl, kid died now.
Carl and Hamilton laughed, slapping their knees. Hamilton grabbed his wife's shoulders. I hope that doesn't hurt anyone below. My posh voice kind of sounds a bit like Detective Inspector Armstrong from the previous story. Struggling with differentiating. Rosemary slapped her head in disbelief. That was my favourite flute engraved with a message of love from the Duke of York. The champagne flute gathered speed, reaching terminal velocity of 120 miles an hour. Cool. It became a glass missile. 1,000 feet below, a man called Barry was buying a copy of a British adult magazine favourite, Razzle.
Get out.
From a street vendor on Ramsey Street.
This is not canon.
He handed the cash over and stuffed a jazz mag into his coat, walking away with a wry smile on his face. Barry! A voice shouted from across the street. He turned to see his mum waving from afar. As Barry waved back, his mum's head exploded into a bloody pulp as the champagne flute Rosemary had dropped moments earlier smashed into her skull.
A silver pumpkin, you are not laughing right now.
Barry ran across the road, his copy of Razzle slipping from his coat, a gust picking it up. pages of smut whipped open as the magazine cartwheeled along the road before it flew into the air and landed on the windscreen of an oncoming van. The centerfold featuring two massive medically augmented mammary glands obscured the driver's view. The van careered out of control, smashing into Barry, splitting him in two from the waist down.
No.
And killing him on impact.
No, it's not canon. I'm telling you right now.
I've just killed off one of Dave's favourite.
Do you know what's funny? This is the first episode of us redoing this. Yep. Barry's birthday, this Barry who's in this story, I'm assuming it's the same one.
It was the very first story
which I did.
Interesting fact.
It ties in there.
Is it the same? It is the same Barry.
Well, I'm telling you, it's not canon right now.
It's not canon.
Anyone who remembers that story.
Like when they brought out the Ultimate Spider-Man and... Yeah, but one day they
just killed
all
off one of my characters.
Yeah. Anyway,
that story won't be getting re-recorded.
It'll be fine, Carl said. It'll have fallen in a field.
Carnage.
After all the carnage, he reassured Rosemary. Oh look, Rosemary said. You can see Cliffley Stadium. Looks like soccer is on. Wonderful. Hamilton rushed to peer over the edge of the basket. As an avid football fan, he was eager to get a picture of his team's stadium from above. Stupendous. It really is, Hamilton said as he held his camera, clicking away.
You've been listening to Richard E. Grant when you were writing this.
He did inspire that character of Hamilton.
Stupendous. Yeah. It really is.
Rosemary brought the picnic basket over to Hamilton. Here, darling, stand on this. You'll be able to lean over more, she said, placing it down in front of him.
Is it not a wicker basket? She's going to go through it.
Hamilton clambered onto the picnic box. At this point, the balloon was directly above Cliffley Stadium. Hamilton leaned over the balloon basket further and further to get the best possible shot. Just then, Rosemary approached Hamilton, grabbing his legs and tipping him over the side of the balloon. What are you doing, you silly cow? Hamilton shouted before he disappeared into the sky below.
Oh my god.
Rosemary approached Carl, who was in a state of shock.
They're having an affair.
They shared a passionate kiss.
Yeah.
I can't believe you've done it, Rosemary, Carl said as he adjusted his tweed cap. It's just us now, Carl. Rosemary sounds like a fucking, what's his name? The vicar.
Father Gerald,
yeah. Oh. If you listen back to that. Yeah, sorry. It's just us now, Carl, Rosemary whispered, embracing Carl.
It's a very loud whisper, isn't it? What is she whispering for? There's nobody else there with them.
It's just us now, Carl.
The angels will hear her.
That's a good point. Why is she whispering in a fucking...
She'll be romantic to him, isn't she? They just had a kiss. Now he's holding a kiss. Whispering to him.
This wasn't meant to be how it happened, Carl replied, his voice shaking. What do you mean, Carl? Rosemary took a step back. I need a drink, a bloody drink. Carl turned away, taking his cap off and putting it quickly back on, attending to his propane canister.
He must be careful if he's...
I'll get you a drink, darling, and then we'll land and start our new life together. Rosemary nodded as if she
was... It's not as simple as that, Rosemary. There's going to be questions.
Well, this is it. She nodded as she was convincing herself everything was okay. As Rosemary pulled another bottle of champagne from the picnic basket, Carl approached her from behind, lifting her up by the waist. What have you done? He whispered in her ear before tossing her over the side of the basket.
What's going on here?
Rosemary screamed as she plummeted towards Earth, landing in the middle of...
He was having an affair with Hamilton.
Landing in the middle of Ramsey Street, where it just so happened Cliffley's yearly tomato throwing festival had been held. Her body wasn't noticed or recovered until the following day.
Carl, like tomatoes.
Carl slumped into the corner of a basket, picking up a bottle of champagne that was rolling around on the floor. He proceeded to pop the cork and guzzle. To the Thornburys, he said, raising the bottle. Well, Gertrude, let's go home. It's just you and me.
Oh, he's shagging the balloon, isn't he?
Standing up and pulling on a cord as a propane flame blasted into the balloon. A tear rolling down his face. Don't you think that's a good impression of a balloon?
I feel like I'm in a hot air balloon.
Yeah. Any chance of a hand here, chum? A hand suddenly gripped the side of a basket. It was Hamilton.
What? Hang on. Hang on. We saw him.
He'd somehow managed to grab one of the anchor ropes when he tumbled over.
What? How long is this anchor up through the clouds? He disappeared. How?
Hamilton! Carl shouted with glee. Carl helped Hamilton back into the safety.
He should be doing an Olympic gymnast if he can grab a rope as he's sailing down.
He's a strong man. Carl helped Hamilton back into the safety of the basket. Come here, you lovely, lovely man, Carl said. The tweed-clad men embraced. Carl kissed Hamilton's forehead. I loved you both, but I loved you more. Aww. Hamilton took off Carl's tweed cap. I loved her. I loved her too, but I love you more. Hamilton, Carl flew off into the sunset and were never seen again. The end.
What a lovely story of love and murder.
Love, murder, death. What more can you want in a story?
So, I'm confused. Did Carl, he said to Rosemary, this isn't how it's supposed to happen. So did he know that she was going to toss Hamilton out?
I think the plan was for Carl and Hamilton to toss Rosemary off.
So Carl got...
Toss her over.
Carl's going to toss Hamilton off as they're sailing.
Exactly, yep.
So Carl has got lucky then that Hamilton somehow managed to find this anchor.
Exactly. Yeah. What are the chances? Oh. Did you enjoy that, mate?
Twists and turns all over. Very good. Thank you. I enjoyed that. Yeah.
Good little story to bring us back into 2023.
Cliffley. What's the Cliffley football team called?
Cliffley FC.
Cougars.
Cliffley Cougars.
I was thinking of Cougars.
Yeah, it could have been a good. Yeah. Yeah. Didn't go into that much detail, did I?
Very good. That was. Cheers, mate. That.
Yeah, I can't remember when I wrote it, but
two years ago.
There you go, mate. It's good. It's good to have our little hobby back. So, and I hope people enjoy listening.
Yes, it's all downhill from here.
It is all downhill from here. Hopefully, we can keep the
ball. Poor Barry's mother, who was completely innocent in all of this. Barry has his flaws. A mishap
Barry
happened.
Has his flaws.
Yes, he likes Countdown, the Carol Vorderman version, not the Rachel Riley one. If you remember that story from all the way back, which probably you won't do.
Yep.
It was an accident. He didn't know it was his mother. And that's all that should be said on that. But you've killed them off.
I mean, there was no idea of when this was set, so it could be...
Years
after, it could be years before.
Could be another one, because Barry and Razzle, I think he likes Countdown too much.
Is Razzle even a thing anymore? I don't know how long in the past it might be.
My Barry was a bit of a hermit. He just stayed in watching Countdown with his handkerchiefs, so I don't think... it could just a coincidence it was Barry.
Yeah, but...
Silver Pumpkin would have been cheering then, because I know for a fact...
She's going to be devastated now.
She has issue with Barry... And his mother, but, you know, I did have plans for Barry's birthday too. So.
Really? Barry's second birthday?
Because I kind of want to redeem him. So.
I don't think there's any redeeming that guy. So anyway.
Balloon.
The Cliffley tail balloon. Yep.
Very good, sir. Well done.
Very good. Cheers,
excellent.
Mate. Cheers.
It will be my turn to read one. Next time,
yes.
I believe if I have the story,
you have one in the chamber.
Yes, and it's called because we're still in winter, aren't we? Technically,
yeah.
My story's called Cold Comfort.
Ooh.
And I got this idea whilst you were defrosting your car.
What, it took about 20 minutes for me to defrost
idea, and when you hear the story, by the way, you'll think, what the hell, that popped into his head whilst Morty was defrosting his car, but this is just what happens, these random things pop into my head,
not wrong
and
that,
I
mate.
Go off on one. And yep.
As long as people can enjoy the result of that. Yep. Yes. Right, is that it?
That's the end
episode
of...
Episode one.
Number one, 2023, number
soon.
One. Done.
Cheers for listening.
Take care, people.
Take care.
See you next time.
See you later. Bye.
Dave Judas. Morty. The Empty Headed Podcast.